President Biden has signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law.
It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America, notwithstanding all the talk of its demise.
The measure includes money to fight climate change, a $2,000 cap for out-of-pocket prescription drug costs for Medicare recipients, and a new corporate minimum tax. The president called it one of the most significant laws in U.S. history. He also promised it would create tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs and to help move climate goals forward. The FBI is interviewing top Trump White House counsel about the former president's missing documents. The New York Times reports Pat Cipollone and Patrick Philbin were questioned about boxes of sensitive materials stored at Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence after he left office. The two lawyers are the most senior officials thus far to be interviewed by investigators. And Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney has lost the state's lone U.S. House seat after a primary loss to attorney Harriet Hageman. As Politics, Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.